Kavod HaRav. We are yeshivish and mainly for appearance keep strictly Chol of Yisrael at home, even though we hold by Ramosha Feinstein and the Chazon Ish. We do have non-Chol of Yisrael items. We keep it discreet and, of course, separate from our kitchen. We don't want any negative effects on our children in terms of their friends and the community, but we are wondering how to explain everything to them in terms of sometimes saying we can't buy an item and so forth, but other times we can. Or is it better to just keep strictly Chol of Yisrael around them until they are older and then tell them where we stand, though they may want to accept it upon themselves anyway at that time? The Rav's outlook on the entire matter will be appreciated. Anonymous from the United States. But first, you should realize that even Rav Moshe Feinstein says that using Chol of Stam and not Chol of Yisrael products in yeshivas, in day schools, is not proper because it's not good chinuch. Also, he says that it's only b'dieved that you can rely on that heter and not l'chatchila. And therefore, if Chol of Yisrael products are available, one should use them and not Chol of Stam. Also, it depends on what the standards of your community are. If you live in a place where the minig hamakom is to only use Chol of Yisrael and not rely on this, then you should not rely on that heter even privately. However, if there are products that are not available with Chol of Yisrael, And it's not a problem of chinuch, then obviously you can be somich on that, and perhaps it's good to tell your children that even though there are heterim, it's better not to use these things, and especially if you can get other ones that are Chol of Yisrael. Again, I don't know what to tell you. If you live in a place where mostly everybody keeps Chol of Yisrael, then it'd be a good idea to be mechanech your children to be like everybody else. And if you want to be somech privately, to do it like that.